Thank you very much. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I'm very pleased to be here today. Allow me to begin with my overall sincere appreciation to the chair and organizers for this important event. Today, I would like to briefly present the case of Somali Mine Action and program from the perspective of youth and women and explain the strategy we have adopted for empowering youth and women through Mine Action. Somalia has been affected by prolonged conflict for almost 3 decades. The explosive hazard left from war are still maiming innocent Somali civilians. IED is a major cause of civilian casualty, accessing land for many community to the mines and other explosive hazard is a significant challenge. Unfortunately, the conflict are still going and resulting into more contamination. High number of child and youth casualty to explosive hazard is a major concern. The challenge Somalia is facing are many and complex. Violent extremists to grow as a result of prevailing poverty, lack of education, and scarcity of life with opportunity, underdevelopment, inaccessibility to education, lack of employment, and social marginalization are among the key drivers to continue the role of violent extremism. Our country demographic profile shows a significant youth prominence. 8 of 10 Somali are younger than 35 years old. Youth unemployment rate in Somalia is among the highest in the world. 2/3 remain unemployed, which continue to be a major driver for the conflict in Somalia. Our youth need to promote livelihood opportunity, and there is an urgent need for capacity building, vocational skills, and education to improve access such as opportunities. Our leadership calls for a strong partnership with the civil society organization as an effort to promote community empowerment and resilience initiative through civic participation, community mediation, facilitation of state community, and interactions and dialogue for addressing the community grievance. The need for profession-based approach to reduce displacement and the build resilience of community in Somalia is the highest point. Job creation is one of the most important priorities that can bring about the much needed resilience and prevent displacement. By working at the community level, Mine Action can provide protection, humanitarian relief, empower marginalized communities, protect human rights, improve local governance, and empower youth and women. As per our national development plan, placing youth and environment at the core of all peace building and development goals is critical. The plan provides strict direction to all youth empowerment-related policies and programming for enhancing the full potential of youth, both women and men, for becoming recognized peace builders as well as a social, economic, and political actors. Youth and women are an untapped rich resource for sustainable peace and community resilience in Somalia. Our establishment strategy recommend the program intervention should aim to utilize 30% of available funds in support of gender and diversity-based initiatives. The Somali National Mine Action Strategy Plan reflects both the National Development Plan gender objective and the specific need of women, girls, boys, and men through the delivery of gender equality programming and insistence on adoption of this approach by implementing partners. Additional money streaming gender support, the Women, Peace and Security Agenda set out in UN Security Council Resolution 1325 and a number of sustainable development goals including SDG on gender equality and reduce inequality and 16 on peace, justice and strong institutions. The mine action sector in Somalia creates jobs for youth and women, reaching out already neglected community across the border where basic service and income opportunity are very limited. The concept of operation adopted by the mine action sector which are documented in our Badbada Phase 2, which is a 5-year plan to making Somalia threat compliance reflected in this slide. The mine action intervention must be community-based, focusing on vulnerable and marginalized communities. The mine action intervention are expected to infuse resources as much as possible into the impact communities. The mine action project must be creative in terms of job creation, especially for youth and women. The mine action project must promote skills and contribute into making community more resilient. Our victim assessment situational analysis that has recently been accomplished highlights the problem women and youth are facing from the victim assessment perspective. It's our intention that the same as other builders of mine action, the VA will ensure the youth and women with disability receive the service and protection they deserve. As an example, one of the projects in Somalia has deployed more than 240 locals in the field doing various activities, of which 35% are youth and 13% for women. The project is using community-based approach, which was found to be the best alternative considering the situation in the country. The National Mine Action Authority in Somalia will make sure that all mine action projects in Somalia are in compliance with our concept of operations reflecting Badbada Plan Phase 2. I would like to conclude my presentation by highlighting a few points. Explosive hazard for Mine Somalia is a major challenge. Enhancing community resilience by empowering youth and women and other effects centrally possible with mine action. Let's join our hands for transforming the challenge of explosive hazard into an opportunity for youth and women. Thank you very much.